I'm joined in the studio this morning by David Shaw from the Finger Lakes Times. David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the things that we have covered just a little bit here on Finger Lakes Public Radio, but certainly not to my own satisfaction, is what's happening with Seneca Meadows and the landfill. You cover this for the Finger Lakes Times. What's the current state of affairs there?
Well, the landfill has asked for an extension of their current operating permit from the state. The current one expires October 10th of this year, and the DEC is in the process of setting a public hearing to hear comments on the renewal request. So that'll be coming up this summer. The town of Seneca Falls, as you may have heard, the town board recently passed what they call Local Law 2 of 2017, which rescinds Local Law 3 of 2016. Now, Local Law 3 would have forced the landfill to close by December 31st of 2025. So now that is off the table by the passing of Local Law 2. By a 3-2 vote, very controversial, a lot of heated discussion, and you may have heard that there was a little altercation between two board members after that meeting that is currently in court. So emotions are very high over the landfill in Seneca Falls and Waterloo. The town of Seneca Falls is also negotiating a new host benefits agreement. It's being done behind closed doors. We're not hearing much about that, but that's one of the things that's going on right now.
Where do you feel like this is going to go next? Because I know one of the big issues that I've heard about the landfill, people who support the landfill and say that this is a vital part of the tax base in the community say, well, you know, you have to put your trash somewhere. But I know that one of the arguments of opponents has been, we have no objection to finding a place to put our trash. It's that trash is coming in from New York City that's the major issue. Is there some kind of resolution you think that can satisfy both parties?
I wish I knew. I'd offer that idea to the local officials, but the situation is Seneca Meadows is the largest landfill in the state of New York. It takes trash from not only New York City, but like 30 other counties in this state, and plus 3 or 4 states bring their stuff, their material here. So, you know, it is very big, and as of last year, there was a very serious odor issue, which brought all of this to the surface. Perhaps if that odor issue hadn't surfaced last year, this wouldn't be as much of an issue now, but it has, and it has galvanized opponents, you know, who have to smell this, and they don't think the landfill's gotten control of the odor situation at this point, and they want to see it close as soon as possible. There is this revenue issue. The town of Seneca Falls gets almost $3 million a year from the landfill. That's a big part of their budget. It does allow them to keep their tax rates relatively low. In fact, that goes back to when the village of Seneca Falls dissolved in 2011. One of the big issues over that was the town of Seneca Falls received all of that landfill money and did not share it with the village of Seneca Falls. Therefore, village taxes were relatively high. So that was a motivating factor for dissolving the village of Seneca Falls, was to, you know, have that money shared by everybody, and everybody's taxes would theoretically go down a little bit, particularly in the old village.
Well, there obviously will be a lot to talk about on this going forward. David, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about that.
Okay. You're welcome.